From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is predicting Ben Bernanke will be confirmed to a second term as chair of the Federal Reserve. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says lawmakers may vote by the end of the week. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports fresh opposition to Bernanke put the White House on edge.
The administration was getting more than a little worried when Bernanke ran into new Senate opposition on Friday. But several Republicans expressed confidence Bernanke would be confirmed, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Bernanke, originally appointed by President George W. Bush, is credited with preventing the recession from getting any worse. But his support of big bank bailouts angered many Americans struggling to make ends meet. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
A new audio tape purported to be from Osama bin Laden is out today. On the tape broadcast by Al Jazeera, the speaker claims responsibility for the Christmas Day attack on a U.S. airliner. But the Associated Press reports the Obama administration says it has found nothing to suggest that bin Laden or any of his top lieutenants were involved in that attack. A Nigerian man has been charged in connection with the attack last month. Washington has since focused its investigation on militants in Yemen. It's being reported in London today that Britain raised its terror alert level Friday because of fears an Indian passenger plane may be hijacked and crash into a British city. Larry Miller has more from London.
In boosting the UK terror threat level to severe, the second highest, the government said an attack is highly likely, though not imminent. London Sunday Times says the move came after India informed British intelligence that suspected Al-Qaeda-linked militants might try to hijack an Indian flight, although the UK was not mentioned as a target. Asked whether this was behind the raised alert level, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said it would be crazy to disclose the intelligence behind it, though he did not deny it. Last week, India stepped up airport security and is deploying additional armed sky marshals to counter the suspected threat. Meanwhile, Miliband did not dismiss comments by a former White House counterterrorism advisor that Al-Qaeda has a cell of non-Arab-looking women ready to act as suicide bombers. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Afghan government is postponing parliamentary elections, citing security concerns, lack of money, and the need to address electoral reforms. Meanwhile, U.S. and NATO casualties continue to rise in that country. At least two American service members were killed in a roadside bombing in southern Afghanistan. Also, Britain's defense ministry says one of its soldiers was killed in an explosion on Friday. The death toll from this month's earthquake in Haiti has topped 150,000 in the capital alone. And according to the AP, Haitian government believes that thousands more people have been killed in other parts of the country. This is NPR. A group of countries led by China is increasing pressure on wealthy nations to immediately hand over the first $10 billion they have pledged to help the world's poorest nations fight climate change. Ministers from China, Brazil, South Africa, and India, some of the worst polluters around the globe, wrapped up their meeting in Delhi today, also pledging to make good on their own commitments. North Korea is again accusing South Korea of declaring war. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikautau explains.
South Korea's Defense Minister Kim Tae-yung said Seoul would launch a preemptive strike if there was evidence that Pyongyang was preparing to launch an attack. That was about a week ago. In response, North Korea said this weekend that their security forces will regard the preemptive strike as an open declaration of war. This statement was issued by the North's official Korean Central News Agency. An unidentified spokesman for North Korea's armed forces said in the statement that Pyongyang may take, quote, stern military actions against the South if it violated the North's dignity and sovereignty. This comes as South Korea, the U.S., and other countries push North Korea to return to six-party nuclear disarmament talks. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The first of the NFL Conference Championship games is underway. The Indianapolis Colts are hosting the New York Jets for the AFC title and the right to go to the Super Bowl. Later tonight, the New Orleans Saints host the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship. At 40, the Vikings' Brett Favre is now just one win away from becoming the oldest starting quarterback in a Super Bowl. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.